Welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Jermaine. Jesus said in Luke chapter 11, beginning at verse 9, "And I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Luke chapter 11, verses 9 through 13. Jesus said to his disciples that our heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. In John chapter 7, verse 37, Jesus said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. John chapter 7, verses 37 through 39. On the day of Pentecost, after the resurrection of Messiah, Peter preached the word of God to Jews in Jerusalem. We read in Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 38, "Then Peter said to them, 'Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call.'" Acts chapter 2, verses 38 and 39. On the day of Pentecost, Jews received the word of God, but they were promised the forgiveness of sins and the Holy Spirit if they would repent and be baptized. God calls people by the gospel of Christ, by his word. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. All people of the world are called by the gospel, by the word of God. But the Holy Spirit as a gift is promised to only those who believe, repent, and are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Consider also what is stated in Titus chapter 3, verse 5. "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit." Titus chapter 3, verse 5. The washing of regeneration is baptism through faith in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. The renewing is done by the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Peter said in Acts chapter 5, verse 32, "And we are his witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." The Holy Spirit is given to those who obey God. The word of God is given to all people by the preaching of the word. But the Holy Spirit is given only to those who obey God. Many people have known the Word of God, but do not have the Holy Spirit. The epistle to the Ephesians was written to Christians. We begin reading at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 12, "That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory, in whom you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation." in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. The Ephesian Christians had heard the word of truth, the gospel. They believed it. Notice that they were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise after they had received the word of God. Listen also to Romans chapter 5, verse 5. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. The Christians in Rome had been given the Holy Spirit. The book of Romans was written to Christians. Let us begin reading at Romans chapter 8, verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Romans chapter 8, verses 9 through 11. The Spirit of God dwells in Christians. In Romans chapter 8, verse 11, the Word of God teaches that the Spirit of God dwells in Christians. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through verse 27, clearly teaches this. But we shall read also Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. The Spirit of God helps Christians in their weaknesses, making intercessions. It is not right to say that the Spirit of God works only through the Word in the life of Christians. However, the Spirit works in conjunction with the Word. The Holy Spirit dwells in Christians. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. The Spirit of God helps us in our weaknesses, making intercession for us. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. We read also in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Yes, the Holy Spirit dwells in Christians. The Christian's body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God does not say that the Holy Spirit dwells in us only through the Word. Notice also 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. The Spirit produces fruit in the lives of Christians. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. The Christians in Galatia had received the Spirit. We read in Galatians chapter 3, verse 2, This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Galatians chapter 3, verse 2. The Galatians had heard the gospel, the word of God. They had become children of God through faith, being baptized into Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. Then they received the Holy Spirit. Hearing the word of God produces faith. We read in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Listen also to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. Yes, the Holy Spirit is received by the hearing of faith after one is baptized. We are commanded in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 and 19, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Christians are commanded to be filled with the Spirit. Listen again to Luke chapter 11, verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Will you ask? Will you seek? Will you obey him? Listen to Acts chapter 2, verses 38 and 39. Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call. Acts chapter 2, verses 38 and 39. Amen. If you would like a free printed copy of this study, a free New Testament, a free Bible correspondence course, or a free Improve Your English course, write to Church of Christ, Post Office Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083. United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Have you a heart that's weary, tending a load of care? Are you a soul that's seeking rest from the burden you bear?
Do you know
my Jesus?
Do you know
my friend?
Have you heard
he loves you, and that he will abide till the end? Your disappointments, who hears each time you cry, who understands your heartaches, who dries the tears from your eyes?
Do you know
my Jesus?
Do you know
my friend?
Have you heard
he loves you, and that he will abide till the end?